Good afternoon, this is Victor. Can I help you?
Hey, it's Dustin. You on your way back up north yet?
Dustin, no. I was going to head out, but then I saw the weather was shitty, so my brother called me and told me it was raining mixed with snow, so I said, you know what, bro? I think I'll be back maybe. I'll give it another week and see.
You might not come back till the end of June. I don't know when the hell it's going to get nicer.
I know. What the hell's going on with this global situation? Jesus Christ. Oh, well. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
You know? But how is it down there? Nice weather down there where you are?
I mean, it's getting better. I mean, like, in the steady in the 50s. It's not no 70s, 80s what you got right now.
Yeah, 80s and 90s really are. It's really nice. Yesterday we were out on the boat, and we just went out, and it was like 96, hon? 96, but we're on the boat. The lake is big enough where there's always a breeze on it.
Yeah.
So we just went out and just hung out and had lunch aboard and just enjoyed ourselves. It was just beautiful breeze, and we never realized it was that warm, because it was, you know, the breeze was blowing, it was off the lake. So, and then we went back and we played in the pool until it was dark.
There you go. It's the life right there.
It is, really. And now they have train service right from Orlando International Airport direct to Winter Haven, which is about 5 miles from where we live.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's only like $20.
Yeah.
And it's really a nice train, so it's Amtrak, nice train. So.
Yeah.
So we just might take a quick light down, spend another couple weeks down here a little bit later on, depending on how things go at the store. So, and I may be down here anyway to meet up with that woman. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right, man. Sounds good. Well, if you need anything or if Sue does at the store, you know where to holler at.
Yep. Yep. Now, Dustin, if I were to get involved with some of these people that have, you know, more dramatic financial means than normal, if I were to get some things from you, can I be assured that you guys are getting the best price? Because I wouldn't want to show them one, make an offer to them, find out that they can get it cheaper. That's
I'd love to
the
give
only
you a
thing.
Straight up answer, honestly, but no, honestly, because they could just go online themselves and buy it cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, they can get it at what your cost is.
Yeah, I don't want to get involved with somebody and find out that they can get it cheaper.
That's a
man.
Problem.
Okay. All right. I know the internet. It's a double-edged sword, man.
Now with naturals, it's a different story because, you know, it's.
That's what I'm talking. I'm not talking. Anybody wants creative, I'm going to just gently tell them they can go to Walmart and get the same thing.
Right.
If they want something natural, it's more valuable, it has more intrinsic value than the lab-grown stones. So what do you really want to do? So if they tell me they like to go synthetic, well, I said, well, Walmart's got some very special buys, and for people that don't have a lot of money, that's what they buy. That's what I'll do. I'll just put it right to them. Because, you know, I'm to that point where I'm not desperate for a fucking sale. But,
right.
You know, if they want to put it to me like that, you know, they want bigger and cheaper. Well, you want bigger and cheaper, go to Walmart. They
right.
can do that for you. And I think these people are not that type. They want something exclusive. So we're going to, I'm going to be working on some diamond and gemstones and when I come back, and we'll see what shakes out.
All right.
But I'm going to be very upfront with them. I think that's the only way to be, because right now I have to stand alone. And I think by not offering the synthetics, I think I set myself apart from a lot of other people. A lot of other people give them choices. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's not a choice because it's going to a different type of, it's just a different situation than what I'm able to offer.
Right.
Because I don't ever want to get into that situation where I have to buy something back and have to offer them a fraction of the value, because that's what I'm going to tell them. When you go to sell, if you were buying it for something like that and you think you might want to sell it, if you buy a created, then you're going to be, you're not going to get nearly what you pay for it.
Right. So, I mean, the one advice I'd give you is, you know, with me and you, I mean, with business-wise, like, I'm never going to scratch and claw for your business for you to sell a lab grown, because, granted, a 3-carat, selling you a $900 3-carat lab doesn't put dinner on my table. So,
right.
The one thing that you could be smart about this is if they come in and ask, you could obviously say the Walmart thing or the Amazon thing or Blue Nile, whatever website you want to use that has them, they can get them cheaper, whatever. The only thing that you will stand out different is that you have the obligation of being able to bring it in for free and showing them with no obligation to buy it. When they go online or in the store, they're only ever going to buy online because that's where they can get it cheaper. They're not guaranteed they're getting what they're getting. They can't view it for free, and they have to pay all the money up front. And then, also, on top of it, they have to try and convince a jeweler to make them a mounting after they went online and bought a diamond. You know what I mean? Like, a jeweler already wants the business on the diamond sale and wants the business on the mounting sale. When they order online, money's up front. They got no opportunity to view it for free. And that's what makes you stand out differently, is that you have the ability to have a vendor that can do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to scratch and claw for lab business, because it's just, for me and you both, it doesn't...
No.
In longevity, it doesn't work. So...
I don't think it does.
Right.
I've never had them, and I won't have them in my store. That's what I tell the people. They call me. They're always calling me saying, look, you can fill up your store with big diamonds, you know, their labs. Well, you know what? That's right, I can, but I'm not going to. I won't have one in my store.
Right.
Thank you for your time.
There you go.
Now, I don't know, as a retailer, if that makes sense or not, but it's just the way, you know, at this point in my life, this is just the way I want it. I don't want the $300, $400, $500, $1,000, $1,200 sales.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want the larger sales, or I don't want them.
Exactly. I totally agree with you.
You know, it's not worth my time.
Juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Mm-mm. So, but that's the way it's going to be. And with my contacts down here, it doesn't take much. I get one or two people, and, you know, it'll be nice. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what shakes out.
All right, man. Sounds good. Well, you just keep me in the loop on everything, all right?
Yeah, I will, for sure.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.